Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's going to be another beautiful day in paradise, my friends. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Get on the road. Hit the road, Jack.
Good song.
And head to Bethlehem. I can't make that.
Yeah,
it doesn't fit.
Really, it doesn't really fit.
Okay, but the road to Bethlehem is going on this weekend. It's a live outdoor production of The Christmas Story. You're going to be blown away. By the way, it is free. It's hosted at Camp Kalakwa in High Springs. And you are going to have a great time. Bring the family, of course. And the gates open at 4:45. You can visit CampKalakwa.com or go to Facebook, Camp Kalakwa. Any information will be there for you. It is this weekend, December 12th, 13th, and 14th. Enjoy. Helping to, refresh and remember the reason for the season. It's not all about just buying gifts, which is a pain. I just like the receiving end of it. Yeah, that whole it's better to give than to receive. I don't know who made that up, but whatever. No, seriously, it is that time of year, my friends. It's not going to be a good time of year for the who was the head football coach of the Michigan Wolverines. Sharon Moore was knocking down about $5.5 million, and he has been fired for an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. And he's not going to get that big payout like so many other coaches when they leave. You know, they have that clause in their contract, as we've talked about here, University of Florida and other places. But this is because he's fired for cause. So that negates all of that. And in fact, he was even arrested and taken to jail. At least, he's processed at least temporarily. And but they're not not letting on too many details on this thing. But imagine that. And he's got a wife and a couple of kids, and it is Christmas time. And yes, money-wise, he's going to be okay anyway, hopefully, with the amount of money he's made over the last few years. He's a guy that had to come in after Jim Harbaugh won the national championship, but old Jimmy, he was playing a little hard and fast with some of the rules and signal stealing, a different thing they were accused of. And so this guy, Sharon Moore, worked his way up through the Michigan system. I think he was initially hired as like a tight ends coach. Yeah, Then he became co-offensive coordinator, and then in 2023, full-time offensive coordinator, and then becoming the head coach when Jim Harbaugh, left for San Diego. Well, is it Los Angeles now? Chargers? I don't know. Hard to keep track. I don't like it when the teams move around.
How rude.
Yes.
Need a flow chart just to keep track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling everybody about the Michigan head football coach, and yeah, unlike the other coaches, no golden parachute there.
Nope.
And because of the an inappropriate relationship with a staff member, that will probably lead to some family turmoil as well. And if only we could see the future clearly when we deviate from our path. But we don't. That's how that kind of thing happens. Erica Kirk, she's tired of hearing these conspiracy stuff about her husband's death.
Yeah.
He's over.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff out there. It's kind of like, I guess if you thought you could actually solve it, maybe you talk about it. But at some point, what's the purpose? You know?
Of course, our heart goes out to this woman with her young family and, you know, losing her husband and in a most devastating, graphic, tragic way is absolutely awful. But every time I see her, like on Fox News and stuff, it turns into like, you know, almost like a cry fest because it's so sad.
Sure it is.
I guess I'd like to see her kind of turn the corner on that. And really focus on what Turning Point USA does, and the people that were questioning her. She was on, I think it was Outnumbered. That's a regular feature of Fox News Channel, and they kept asking, you know, questions about her and memories and Charlie, and it's kind of like, okay.
Although that's all that we see, we don't know what all of her time spent that we don't see
her. Oh, I'm not saying, just saying her public face.
Yeah, well, if that's where they go, you're stirring up the bad part.
Yeah, so. And she's still grieving, and people obviously deal with that in different ways.
It'll take a while.
But yeah, I would think that, you know, Charlie would say, okay, we miss each other,
but we got work to do.
There's work to do, and I want you to put one foot in front of the other, and she can lead in that way because people unfortunately have to deal with, you know, deaths in their family.
Yeah, but it's caused some rifts, I think, in some relationships because, you know, there are some very popular people who I think would have been a fan, but kind of keep staying on this topic, and I think that's just. It's causing kind of a rift there, and I think that's what she's responding to. So,
when asked about the these conspiracies, et cetera, she said it reminds me so much of Chapter 6 in the Book of Nehemiah. He's building a wall, and the townspeople are at the base of that hill saying, Nehemiah, calling him all these names, saying all these things, come on down every single time. He had the same message 4 times in a row. I cannot come down. I'm busy building. She said, that's how I feel. So she says, I don't have time to address the noise. My silence does not mean that I'm complacent. My silence does not mean that somehow Turning Point USA and all the handpicked staff that loved my husband and my husband loved them is somehow in on it. We are busy building.
Right.
And
there you go.
You know what I thought? I thought these people are human. We're all grieving in our own way. They're trying to find answers to something that has happened that was so evil. They're trying so hard. And I get that. We're doing the same. Anytime we hear a lead or anytime we hear anything, we send it to authorities. Please dig into this. No rock will be unturned. I want justice for my husband, myself, my family more than anyone else out there.
We still have questions about it. There's things we don't totally believe, I think, that is the official story. There's always more questions than answers in these things.
Just really
like the
is.
Trump shooting, and we'll go back to Vegas. I mean, there's always, we never feel like we're getting all the
whole
truth.
Story, the big picture.
Not at all.
No. I totally agree with that. But, I mean, you also have to consider her and her kids. You know,
that's tough.
At some point, kind of give that part of it a little bit of a rest. Doesn't mean law enforcement shouldn't still continue to.
Oh, no. They should. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know that every talking head needs to have it as their ongoing thing. It's like, I don't know.
Har, matey. Tis the cap'n.
Here comes the pirate.
Cap'n Donald J. Trump at your service. Yes. Yeah, he's being called a pirate.
Oh, okay.
He's going to love that. Oh, I can't wait to see his response to that. Maduro called him a pirate.
There's going to be memes with an eye patch.
Oh, yeah. Just,
and a parrot on his shoulder.
Wait.
Yep.
This is your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, and the Trump eye patch is now available. Like the watch thing, you know, that
yes.
they do?
Yeah.
He's got to sell some paraphernalia related to pirates. That's everybody hilarious. Loves. I mean, not the graphic details of what piracy is all about.
Not the real
The romantic
ones,
tales
yes, the movies.
Of piracy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think he's going to. I think he's going to eat that up, and that'll be interesting to see.
But right.
Yes, we have seized an oil tanker bound for Cuba from Venezuela, and apparently they were really playing a tricky little game of making it look like the ship was in one place when indeed it was in another place.
You mean they were doing things wrong?
Well,
they were being bad.
Well, you know you're doing something wrong, you tend to want to cover that up.
Yeah, funny how that works.
Yeah.
Not ha-ha funny, but yeah.
Good morning. It is going to be an awesome day. Hey, we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. What's bugging you is next. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome to another awesome day, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You? This is free therapy, folks. It works. You're going to feel better. You call in. You air it out. You get it off your chest. That's how it works. All right? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-985. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I've got a couple of them. One of them is yesterday on your news, they were saying that the city of Gainesville approved raises for their charter members. And what, you know, the attorney, the whatever. But one of them was the equity and inclusion director. I thought we got rid of all that.
But Yeah, the Trump got rid of it.
Right, and theoretically, the college did.
Right, theoretically.
They just changed names. But yeah, Bob and I were talking about that because we heard it when it was first aired, and we're like, really? How much, especially with a group of people that like to waste money right and left, is that what we really need our tax dollars
of
going for?
Of course not.
No.
Of course not.
Just hire people that are qualified.
It's not just a waste. It is just the wrong way of doing business.
Well, and the other thing, as they were going down the list, somebody got a 10% raise. I'm like, what? Who gets a 10% raise in this world, man?
Yeah, it must be nice. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Joe. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, what's bugging me is I think we need to show these Democrats some grace because these poor idiots, They can't tell you if a guy can have a baby or if a boy is a girl is a boy. How are they going to explain piracy and drug dealing? How do they break that apart?
Well, look, what you do basically is the Democrats put everybody in front of the American people.
Uh-huh.
So if you got illegal aliens, you've set up sanctuary cities and states and protect them. You get outraged when the president blows up a drug boat, and those drugs, this is not 1972 in marijuana. This is fentanyl that kills. It's deadly. It's killed 100,000 Americans a year. So yeah, I get it. You want to show everybody some grace, but I'll leave that up to the good Lord, because I got to call them out because they are, well, they're crazy. And they're kooky, and they're all together.
Spooky.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it because then it's probably a trademark infringement. But you did it.
So
Greg did it.
So as long as one person didn't do it.
Sue Greg.
We're covered.
No, it's on you now.
Oh, great.
Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So the operation in Venezuela, it's not bugging me. I just wish the president would probably come out and make an address and explain what's going on, what's the end goal, why we're there. Yes, blowing up drug boats is great. I completely agree with that. But taking an oil tanker, flying F-18s, I support the president. I just want to know what the plan is. I want to know what the end state is and what the goals are. Now, Cuba is entwined with this, and, of course, all the Smartmatic voting machines. I just want to know what's going on. Thanks.
I don't think that's an unfair question at all. And I think it is time where the president needs to address it. The only caveat would be, if you've got classified operations that are kind of underway, of course, you don't want to tip your hand. But he can share some of this with the American people and say, why are you doing this? Why is this so important? You know, can you give us a little bit of a snapshot of a bigger picture?
Right.
Right. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Hey, maybe in addition to Greg's flowcharts for tracking mobile football teams, we need some Kamala Harris Venn diagrams. But what's bugging me is a couple of weeks ago, I wrote a detailed letter to my California mother on five Christmas cards that are very beautiful and intricate from Russia, from my 1988 education abroad trip to Leningrad. And I mailed them to her. I checked up on their location and whether she received them a couple of times. And then what she received was an envelope opened at the top, contents entirely removed, and nobody has any answers anywhere about it. Somebody probably thought there was money in there, a Postal Service employee. So my mom's left empty-handed, and that kind of bugs me.
No, that's
I imagine that would, because it sounds like you went to a made a great deal of effort and something that was special to you, and I'm sure your mom would appreciate that. And that is sad. You wonder, could it have mistakenly kind of busted open? Or, I mean, you'd know whether, I guess, it was clearly if it was tampered with.
Right.
But, you know, why not toss the whole thing? Why why even bother?
Why deliver the envelope? Yeah,
but I don't know. And there are people in all positions that fortunately don't do the right thing.
We have seen the stories where you find the dude that's been, like, you know, not delivering it for, like, months, and you find it in his apartment, just stacks and stacks and stacks. These things happen.
You know what? Just surprise her in person with a little Christmas presence of your presence.
Yeah, just show up.
Yeah.
Just show up, Mark. Come on.
Yeah, come on, Mark.
Come on, Mark.
Come on, you world traveler.
Get off your tail.
Get your butt on a plane.
Go see Mom.
Come on, man.
Yeah, easy for us to say, huh?
All the contributions to What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We've got a lot more to talk about, and we've got some special guests coming up, and tied to the holidays, festivities, and things that are going on. Stick around. That's coming up in about 30 minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Time for a perv alert.
Really?
7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Is this a new feature?
Perv alert. Woo, woo, woo. Perv alert. Former Flagler County paramedic found guilty Wednesday of sexual battery on an unconscious patient.
Oh, that's just weird.
That is
just weird.
And so maybe it'll go from perv alert to creepy alert. I don't know.
Well, that's
James Melody, 38, arrested after he was accused of molesting a woman who was unconscious in the back of an ambulance. Melody was found not guilty of digital voyeurism. They said this occurred back in October of 21 while Melody was on duty in uniform and transporting the victim to a hospital. He was charged with sexual battery and video voyeurism. It all started when detectives uncovered video evidence while investigating unrelated cases involving Melody.
Oh, we got a pattern there.
Yeah, the video showed Melody setting up a recording device, adjusting the camera, and then molesting the victim. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office said the victim was clearly unconscious and did not know that she had been attacked, and deputies said that they believe there may be more victims.
Oh, I'm sure if you got one, you probably have others.
Yep. And
it needs taken care of.
Yeah, so he got out of the one charge, but he was found guilty of sexual battery on an unconscious patient. That's
creepy.
Yeah, I might need to find a different line of work.
Yeah, I'm thinking that will be suggested to him probably.
Yeah,
already has. Yeah,
yeah.
That's one of those where you hope the family member doesn't decide to come, you know, visit you and.
Yeah.
Have a little chat.
Yeah, because there's some people would probably be a little upset, you know, like whatever, her loved ones.
Sure.
Father.
Oh, yeah.
Son, husband, brother.
Good friends, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fired Michigan football coach Sharon Moore jailed after shocking dismissal. Fired Michigan Wolverines head coach Sharon Moore booked into jail on Wednesday night after the school's athletic director dismissed him for having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. Moore's 39 years old. He was put in jail in Michigan. No charges were listed, which is kind of odd. And the police said that they responded to a home as part of an assault investigation. Police said a suspect was taken into custody and that the incident does not appear to be random in nature. Police said they suspect the suspect was lodged in the county jail pending review of charges by the county prosecutor. Police said the investigation was ongoing. Earlier in the day, Moore was dismissed by the program. Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel said that in a statement that, quote, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The conduct constitutes a clear violation of the university policy, and UM maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. They said they went further to say they cannot comment on personal matters and had nothing to share beyond the initial statement. So he will not be eligible for any monies that may have been in his contract, like these other payouts you've seen coaches get.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're saying, you know, he was fired with cause. The only remedy I would think there is if you could be exonerated from whatever the charges are going to end up being.
You'd think so.
But you're making $5.5 million a year.
Oof, don't mess with that paycheck. Come on.
I mean, you just reached the big time. He's only 39 years old. I mean, this is big time, big time.
You're on your way up.
Big Ten football, Michigan. That's a huge program, making big money. The limelight, you're in it.
Yep. Everybody's watching.
And, may have made some poor decisions there. Did you see the video of the plane in an emergency landing on top of a car?
Oh, it's crazy.
I mean, it's not like you see it coming.
No, it's coming up behind you.
It's coming up behind you.
Well, at least he wasn't going against traffic, you know.
Yeah, although, I guess head on would probably be worse.
Yeah, but also folks would see you coming a little more, maybe.
Yeah, but even, so. I don't know what his airspeed was when he, you know, hit the car, but it was probably 70 miles an hour, maybe, yeah. But a small plane made an emergency landing on a Florida freeway this week, miraculously avoiding a serious crash, even though it sat down on the top of a car traveling below its path.
That's crazy.
The emergency landing captured on the dash cam of a motorist trailing behind the aircraft as someone in the car is passing the time talking about having jobs when he suddenly spots the twin-engine Beechcraft 55 descending in front of him. Now, that's a small plane by, you know, airline standards.
Sure.
It's tiny, but by private planes, I mean, it's a twin engine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're probably talking Beechcraft 55, I don't know, eight passengers you could probably have and something like that.
And it's bigger than your car. And it's dropping on the roof.
Holy blank.
I'll bet.
He says.
I'll bet.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
The incident took place southbound lanes of Interstate 95 in Brevard County near Cocoa around 5:45 p.m. on Monday. So, you know, it's just getting dark.
Oh, man.
And out of the darkness comes an airplane, and it's landing on top of your car.
I'd love to hear that conversation with his insurance agent, his or her insurance agent.
Yeah.
I got hit by a plane. Really?
Yeah.
You got hit by a plane. It's on the news. Go turn on the news. I got hit by a plane.
And it was captured. And the video is...
I honestly
saw the video first before I saw any story.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fake.
Well,
quite honestly, now with AI and all that, I'm going, yeah, it looks a little too... Yeah, the plane lands right on top of the car.
Yeah, it doesn't miss it. They don't see it coming. Yeah, but it's legit.
Officials told news outlets that there were two people aboard the plane, a pilot, a 27-year-old man from Orlando, and a passenger, a 27-year-old man from Temple Terrace, which is outside of Tampa. Neither were hurt in the crash. However, a 57-year-old woman behind the wheel of her Toyota Camry was taken to the hospital, but received only minor injuries. If you saw the wreck...
Oh, yeah.
You'd say she's pretty fortunate.
She's very much so, yeah.
Yeah. The FAA is investigating the incident and has not yet released a reason for the emergency landing, but better have a good reason.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
That old FAA stuff. Yeah.
What a crazy position to be in, though. If you're the pilot.
Yes.
You know, and you're looking around. Brevard County, I mean...
Not a lot of landing spots.
No.
I mean, the highway is your best bet, probably.
Because they're down there. Yeah, at 95, yeah, you've got trees on both sides in most cases. Yeah, not too.
There were years ago, I thought about doing the whole pilot's license thing, and my brother has his, and I've flown with him. I just couldn't bring myself to it. I've got a thing with heights, and I've been up, like I said, the little planes and helicopters, and it's all right. I just don't know that I've got the self-confidence. Like, what if I get lost? You can't pull over and, you know, chill. Yeah, I'll find my way back, call somebody.
Well, I did traffic reports from a Cessna 172 over Orlando. I did that for about a year, morning and afternoons. And, My thing was, one of them is there's some radio towers out there that are 1,500 feet tall.
Yes.
And we'd fly right at about 1,500 feet.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I've trusted the pilots. Many of these guys were just trying to gain hours. They weren't paid much, but they were, you know, my interaction with them was always very professional. But I always thought it's too... 2-3D-ish for me. In other words, I love driving.
But you're on one plane.
Yeah, what's
if you
above
will.
Me? What's under me?
Yes.
And what is coming 360 degrees around me?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that it would be hard to, I think, maybe after time and experience, but it would be hard to be comfortable. Like, you think of it as being fun, but it's not fun.
It's serious. Well, I went up a few times in our chopper in St. Louis. And do it with just traffic, just for the fun of it, because I had an open seat those days. And we had, and I don't remember what you call them, but when each tower or airport has its area that they cover, we had like three or four because we had the
restricted airspace.
Not restricted, but it's in their venue. You're crossing into their neighborhood.
Did you have to ask permission?
Well, you have to notify, but then again, you're in a chopper, and you while the guys are doing traffic, they're also... You know, being reminded once in a while, okay, be looking up, down, around. I mean, it's a whole different world than when you're sitting on a plane going for a nice little ride.
Yeah, like when we would fly Orlando Airport, that was restricted airspace, you know, some of that area.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
And we'd have to ask permission to go through there. And
right.
We didn't always get it granted because it's an extremely busy airport. And
well, we would take off from one little airport, but then you got the international airport. Mm-hmm. And then farther west, you've got another smaller airport. And so they're handing you off, basically, as to who's in charge.
Hey, speaking of flying.
Yes.
You know who took some flights recently? They were pretty happy about it. Some sea turtles.
Sea turtles?
I'll give you the details coming up. It's called a tease, Greg.
Sea turtles can fly? What?
I'll explain.
Huh.
7:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And listen to the show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps or tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky.
And those flippers are bigger than I thought. I
just, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's going to be an awesome day. Thanks for listening. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:51. Chilly start to the morning, and be aware it's actually going to be a little bit colder tomorrow morning, so you might want to be aware of that as well. All right, lots of things going on. President Trump now playing the role of pirate.
Arg.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And seizing a Cuban-bound oil tanker off the Venezuelan coast, you know, and we had the F-18s flying there near Venezuela airspace just the other day. We've been taking out drug boats that have been, leaving that area full of drugs coming our way. But do we have really a clear picture of what the president has in mind? And at what point is he going to share that with us? We're wondering about that. And you also had the University of Michigan football coach been fired and allegedly having an inappropriate relationship with somebody on the staff. So that is going on. And then we love sea turtles.
Oh, yeah.
I have a beautiful painting of a sea turtle, kind of an underwater type scene that's above the fireplace, and it just
that's cool.
Made you feel like you feel like you're in the Keys, and they're just absolutely beautiful. I think sea turtles, but about a dozen critically endangered sea turtles are recovering in the Florida Keys after being cold stunned off of Cape Cod.
Ooh,
yeah, it's
I can
like
imagine, yeah.
How come they don't know? You got to swim south for the winter.
They're not birds, Bob. Come on.
But, I mean, don't they know?
Apparently these did not.
Yep, these juvenile sea turtles were flown from New England to a turtle hospital in Marathon.
A what?
A turtle hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, I don't know if they accept tortoises or not.
Yeah? Probably non-discriminatory.
You think?
Yeah, I would hope.
According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Kemp Ridley turtles, as they're called, are primarily found in the Gulf. But juveniles are also found in the Atlantic Ocean as far north as Nova Scotia, and sometimes even seen in the eastern North Atlantic Ocean. When the cold weather moves in quickly, the shape of the Cape Cod Bay traps them, and the consequences can be deadly. Once they arrived at the hospital, they underwent examinations and treatment, and these are very special visitors, they said. They've come to the Turtle Hospital to be rehabilitated in the warm weather. If you're going to do rehab, Marathon Key, probably not a bad place.
Yeah, I like it.
Once they are back in good health, they'll be returned to the warmer waters in Florida. So, yes, Cape Cod, we're stealing your sea turtles.
That's right.
What are you to do about it?
It's so bad up there, even the turtles are coming to Florida. They can't stand it.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, I don't know. We need some of these heartwarming, positive stories. Just every once in a while, don't you? I like to sprinkle them in.
Mm-hmm.
All right? we've got a good story and good information related to the holidays coming up, and a very special guest Amber Miller is going to be with us in just a couple of minutes. So if you're looking for activities for the family and stuff like that, it's free. I'll fill you in on the details on that coming up in just a few minutes. California Governor Gavin Newsom. But I saw him do a little video recently promoting a book, trying to show, you know, kind of a human side to him.
Really?
Yeah. Trying to be, like, kind of a nice guy.
We usually just see his backside when he's talking on the news.
Well,
and stuff,
yeah. And he's just so ugly toward Trump. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Just there's no reason to be that level of ugly. But again, he's another one who has caught the Trump derangement syndrome, and that's very tough to shake. But he highlighted how he wanted to see transgender children, and that there is no governor that's done more pro-trans legislation than he has.
I think conservatives need to know that.
Well, I was going to say, I will remind people daily of it should he get the nod to be the candidate for the Democrats in the 2028 presidential election.
Absolutely.
I will remind people over and over about that. During an interview on an episode of the Ezra Klein Show with the New York Times columnist, Newsom described President Donald Trump as being, quote, one of the most destructive presidents and human beings in Newsom's lifetime.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I saw a video clip, and I think it was on a podcast. It wasn't a regular broadcast, but it was, Rachel Maddow?
Madcow, what?
From the from MS Now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying belligerent things about the president, how destructive he is, and bad things are happening. And she kept giving all these, like, dire warnings and all that. But you know what was missing, Greg?
What's that?
Any factual information whatsoever relating to what the hell are they talking about?
It's a lot of emotion and a lot of names.
Yeah. He's one of the most destructive presidents and human beings. What is he destroying?
I thought he built things.
He's built peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got lower energy costs. I don't know that that's destructive. I think it would be a positive thing.
Hmm. Interesting.
But they call you names. They make all kinds of random assertions, but they don't back it up with what they're talking about.
Nope.
All right, we've got our special guest coming up in minutes on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.